KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school sports from yesterday, it was sectional golf day for the boys, and for Atlantic, they were winners in their Class 3A sectional at Denison, as they took the title with a 309-stroke total, as they outdistanced the field. ADM finishes second with a 323, Carroll with a 332 in third place. It was Creston with a 366 in fourth, followed by Denison, Schleswig, Glenwood, Greene County, and Harlan. And Atlantic and ADM will move on now to district play on Friday, May 18th. That'll be at Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That'll begin at 10 o'clock that day. Atlantic was led by Ben Reno, who won the sectional with a round of 68. Matt Gearhart finished third with a 76. Other Atlantic scores were Kyle Reno with an 84, Mason Gergen with an 84, Austin Alexander an 81, and Braden Smith with a 91 yesterday there for Atlantic as they pick up that sectional championship and move on to the district round. Other golf yesterday in Class 1A action, the sectional at Tri-Center. It was Tri-Center with a 324 total to win it. Exara EHK was runner-up with a 328. St. Albert third with a 350. All three of those teams will qualify for districts. It's typically the top two teams, but if the host team is one of those qualifiers, then the third team also gets to move on to districts, and that's the case there. Riverside, Griswold, East Mills, and Heartland Christian rounded out the field. Everett Carroll of Exara EHK was medalist with a 76. Zach Matthews of Tri-Center was runner-up, along with his teammates Trevor Carlson and Jackson Nelson. They all shot 78. Will Carroll of Exira EHK was fifth with a round of 80. Cole Burmeister of Exira EHK shot an 82 in sixth place. The other qualifiers there's two other top qualifiers aside from the teams that are making the move on also get to go to district play individually. That would be Ethan Reichs of Riverside, who shot an 87 in ninth place, and Ryan Atchley of Heartland Christian, who shot an 89 in 10th place yesterday there at that site. Also in the 1A sectional at East Union, it was Cam coming away with the sectional title with a 351 total. IKM Manning came in second with a 354, followed by East Union, Coon Rapids Baird, Audubon, and Glidden Ralston. So Cam and IKM Manning will move on to the district round. And it was individual qualifiers. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning was the medalist with a 76. Tyler Cup of Cam was shot an 81 in second place. Ben Tipkin of Cam shot an 82, good enough for third place. And Gavin Klein of East Union was fourth with an 83. Zach Lee of Coon Rapids Baird was fifth with an 85. So those last two qualify as individuals. Other Cam scores, Caleb Vantiger and Mitchell Williamson both shot a 94 to help the Cougars to that title. Also at the 1A sectional at Lamoni, it was Bedford winning with a 366 total. Southwest Valley came in second with a 372, so they both move on to districts. Mormon Trail shot a 375, followed by Wayne with a 383, then Lamoni, Central Decatur, and Lennox. Avery Courant of Southwest Valley was the medalist with an 84. Jet Beamer of Bedford was runner-up with a round of 84, and Cole Swinson of Southwest Valley was third with an 85. The other two qualifiers are Lucas Hemphill of Wayne, who shot a 90, and Travis Pollock of Mormon Trail, who shot a 91. They'll get to go on individually as well. Also there are a few others that tied with a 91 that will also get to move on. Parker Hitt of Mormon Trail, Cooper Ranney of Lamoni, and Eli Weed of Bedford. They'll all get to go to district play. In 2A sectional at Shenandoah, it was Mount Air winning with a 341. Southwest Iowa came in second with a 360. They beat out on the fifth and sixth score criteria over Clarinda and Missouri Valley, who also both shot 360. Then it was Trainer, Underwood, Shenandoah, and Red Oak, the rest of the field there. Dalton Elwood of Mount Air was the medalist with a 78. Parker Rock of Clarinda shot an 80, and Kobe Fink of Underwood an 83, as they both qualify individually. In the 2A sectional at Kemper Catholic, it was Kemper Catholic winning with a 316 total. Ogden came in second with a 363. OABCIG a 366 as they win on a tie break, and those three teams will get to move on to districts. Maple Valley Anthon Odo was fourth with also a 366, followed by East Sac County, South Central Calhoun, Woodward Granger, and Southeast Valley. Cole Collison of Kemper Catholic was medalist with a 74. His teammates Nate Mertz shot a 79 and Sam Owen a 80 there for the second and third spots. The other qualifiers Individually, are Nathaniel Ramirez of Maple Valley with an 84 and Jackson Myers of Southeast Valley with an 86. That'll get to move on individually. In the 2A sectional at West Central Valley, it was Des Moines Christian winning with a 318, Panorama a 323 in second, so they'll both move on to district play. Colby Shackelford of Panorama was medalist with a 71. Nate Juffer of Des Moines Christian shot a 76 in second place. And it was Ben Clement of Earlham with a 76. Drew Schischler of Des Moines Christian a 77. And Anthony Lohman of Van Meter a round of 80 to move on to district play. So that's a look at sectional golf there for you for the boys from yesterday. In other high school sports, in boys tennis, it was Glenwood finishing up their dual season undefeated with an 8-1 win over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. In boys soccer yesterday, Denison Schleswig shut out Atlantic 4-0. HSTW a 2-0 win over Tri-Center. Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 4-1. Harlan a 4-0 win over St. Albert, and Trainer was a 10-0 winner over Missouri Valley. In girls soccer, it was Denison Schleswig 3-1 over Missouri Valley, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson a 3-2 win over Abraham Lincoln in a shootout. Also in high school sports, notes on the soccer front, the girls state soccer tournament, or the regional soccer pairings were released yesterday, and the Class 2A tournament will get started on May 24th, that's a Thursday. 1A teams will start their play on May 29th, a Tuesday. Regional finals in all classes are set for June 4th, and the girls state soccer tournament will be June 7th through the 9th. Now for Atlantic, their opening round matchup will be against Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC, and that will be coming up on the 24th, 6 o'clock game. That will be played in Stewart there at West Central Valley. So that is a first-round game for Atlantic. The winner of that one will move on to take on Lewis Central, who has a first-round bye. On the other side of the bracket, Denison Schleswig and Carroll will meet up on the 24th in Denison for a 6 o'clock game. Winner of that one will move on to play at Glenwood. So that's a look at some of those regional soccer pairings that were released yesterday. We'll have a story up with all those, the link to the full pairings there for you in just a little bit here on KJN.com on our sports page. Also, girls regional team tennis is scheduled here for today, and we'll see if it gets in around the raindrops. A Class 1A Region 1 action at Denison Schleswig. Harlan will face Denison Schleswig, and Audubon takes on Kemper Catholic. Here in Atlantic, Atlantic is set to take on Glenwood, and Creston will face St. Albert. In Region 2 at Shenandoah, Red Oak faces Southwest Valley, and Shenandoah takes on Clarinda there in girls regional tennis set for today. Also, boys preliminary sub-state team tennis is going on today with a couple of matchups in the area in Class 1A. And at 10 o'clock here this morning, Clarinda is at Creston. And then at 4 o'clock this evening, St. Albert will play at Denison Schleswig. The winners there will advance to play in Carroll at Kemper Catholic hosting on May 19th. Atlantic and Kemper Catholic already have advanced as they picked up their district round wins. That's a look at your latest in high school sports. Also, in Major League Baseball game we had for you last night here on the radio, Paul DeJong homered and drove in a career-high 4 runs, and Jed Jerko, Marcell Ozuna, Harrison Bader, and Tommy Pham also went deep to lead the Cardinals to a 9-5 victory against the San Diego Padres. The Cardinals scored all but one run on those home runs yesterday in that contest. That was a late one out on the West Coast. Also, Andrew Miller activated from the DL before the game, gave up Salvador Perez's two-run homer in the seventh inning, and the Royals rallied to defeat the Indians 10-9. Miller, making his first appearance since straining his left hamstring April 25th, allowed his first runs of the season, and the Royals rallied from a 9-4 deficit to pick up that victory. Other scores yesterday, the Cubs beat the White Sox 11-2 at Wrigley. It was Baltimore 9-4 over Tampa Bay, Oakland 10-5 over the Yankees, the Mets beat Philadelphia 3-1. Pittsburgh 11-2 over San Francisco. Toronto 5-3 over Boston in 12 innings of play. It was Miami beating Atlanta 6-3. Texas over Houston 1-0. Milwaukee 11-10 over Colorado in 10 innings. Washington was a 3-1 winner over Arizona. Minnesota beat the Angels 5-4. Cincinnati a 6-2 win over the LA Dodgers. And it was Seattle at Detroit postponed yesterday. Also, last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it was a opening win for the Washington Capitals on the road against the Tampa Bay Lightning, as the Capitals lead that series one game to none after a 4-2 victory last night. They got off to a hot start early in that contest, scoring two goals in the first, two in the second. Tampa Bay trying to rally late in the third by scoring their two goals late in the contest, but it was Lars Eller picking up a goal, and Jay Beagle also scoring. Alexander Ovechkin and Matt Kempney all with the tallies last night for the Capitals as they start that series up 1-0. And the opening of the Western Conference Finals is tonight as well, as the Winnipeg Jets take on the Vegas Golden Knights, and that will be a 6 o'clock puck drop here tonight in Winnipeg. Now, we did have one other game for you yesterday on the radio in college baseball. It was the University of Iowa baseball team rallying late but falling to Northwestern 7-6 in extra innings. The Hawkeyes fought from a 5-3 deficit to tie the game in the top of the ninth inning, as they got a Justin Jenkins hit to a two-run single to make the score 5-5, sending the game into extra innings. The Hawkeyes took the lead in the 10th as junior Chris Whelan a single to start the frame before moving into scoring position on a Grant Judkin sacrifice bunt. Senior Matt Hogue gave Iowa a 6-5 lead with an RBI to right field, but Iowa missed a chance for more when Ben Normar struck out to leave the bases loaded. Northwestern then rallied in the bottom of the 10th against reliever Grant Leonard, using a one-out walk and a single to put the game-winning run on base. With two outs, the Wildcats' Jack Dunn delivered a two-run single up the middle to give Northwestern the walk-off 7-6 victory. We'll have Game 2 of that series for you this afternoon. 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock is scheduled first pitch, and the Cardinals and the Padres are scheduled for a 6:45 pregame tonight with first pitch at 7:40. That's a check of the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.